It's time to hibernate. It's also time to prepare for hyperspace. So it's that time of year where we want to go into hibernation, and we're going to go into hibernation, and that's fabulous. It's also that time of year to prepare for the new year. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what the heck do I mean by hibernation and preparing for hyperspace. I am also going to give you some very practical and tactical tools that by the end of this episode, you're going to have everything that you need to decide on what are the one or two or three micro habits that you're going to start developing, cultivating now, so that when the new year comes, it's like, it's just the new normal. Get ready to unlock an even more expansive, fun version of you and a more expansive and fun version of your life. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
It is hibernation season. It is officially hibernation season. And what I mean by that is, for me, at least in our family, and I know for many, many others, it's that time of year when, yes, there's the quote unquote craziness of the holidays. I'm recording this 2 weeks before Christmas. And the craziness of whatever you might celebrate in December. But then paired with that, there's a sort of a ramping down of work, hopefully, ramping down of the sort of like the everyday kind of things, and a sort of a building up of family time, and also, again, hopefully, some extremely restorative rest and relaxation time. So it's hibernation time. It's hibernation season. What I'm saying is, lean into it. What I'm saying is go with it. For many of you, you live in parts of the world where it's getting darker sooner. Great. Go to bed earlier if that feels good, or just stop the doing once it gets dark. You know, you may be someone who has developed the habit of working perhaps after dinner. Maybe checking a few emails or whatever it might be. But this time of year, it's like 6 o'clock, it's pitch blackout. I don't feel like doing work. It's like, you know what? Check in. Maybe that's because that's what's correct. Not only because it's this time of year, and you know, what really work is there to do? Is work really more important than family? You know, these kinds of questions. And so there's the hibernation piece of it, the rest, relaxation, restoration, rejuvenation, you fill in all the other R's that feel wonderful to you. And then there's the prepare for hyperspace piece of it. So I want to talk about that. And, you know, what's interesting about this is that we have a theme of the month for all of our clients. So all of our clients who are in our various coaching containers, our various paid coaching containers, we kind of bring it all together and bring them all together by declaring a theme of the month. And I've not yet, until today, brought the theme of the month onto the podcast. So the theme of the month with our clients this month is exactly this. It is hibernate to prepare for hyperspace. So if you're a client who's listening to this, you know, get ready, like, because we have some calls this week. And then Rob and I are taking some time off between then in the news, it's like December 19th, December 18th, 19th, and then the new year. By the way, we won't be releasing podcasts during that time. So this is the last podcast I'll be recording of 2023. And then we will be, we're going to take a break for those last couple of weeks of the year. And then come the first week of January, we will be releasing more podcasts. So if you're a client who's listening to this, or if you're someone who's thinking about becoming a client or is a new client, get ready this week to be talking about really hibernating, resting, rejuvenation. What does that mean for you? Some really like custom tailored, here's how I apply this in my world with my life and my context, given my dreams, given my challenges. We're going to be having some really fun conversations with clients about that this week. And what I also wanted to do for those of you who are not clients or not clients yet, I wanted to just talk a little bit and at least give what I can in terms of like high level overview and also then some specific suggestions for tactics and strategies that you can follow here so that you can then take what's useful from this, leave the rest without judgment and make it your own. So what I want to give you are tactics and strategies, micro habits, if you will, to build starting today around rest and relaxation and hibernation and rejuvenation. I want to just talk a little bit first, though, about this prepare for hyperspace piece of it. More to come in January is basically bringing the lead up front there, right? So TLDR, like we will be talking more in January about this concept of moving into hyperspace and really like creating and making an impact and just having way more fun than we ever have. So there is on so many levels, I can't even name them. So including what I mean by levels, just so that you can catch what I'm pitching here. On so many levels, including the societal level, like the human level, the psychological level, which then affects the societal level, the, you know, in terms of the geopolitics of what's going on right now on this wonderful planet that we have, it also at a spiritual and more esoteric and cosmic level, at all of these levels, what's essentially going on is that we are collectively experiencing, whether you notice it or not, we are collectively experiencing this sort of rebirth. And what we've been, this rebirth of us as humans, we're evolving. And again, whether you want to connect with this on a spiritual level, a biological level, a psychological level, whichever, or all three, or more, this is simply the truth that cannot be denied. And this is truth, this is knowledge, by the way, that I've received, not just from my own knowledge and expertise and beingness and connection with everything that I can connect to. It's also in leaning into experts in all of these areas as well. Scientists to mystics and everyone in between. That we are collectively evolving. And this period of time right now is a super duper exciting period of time to be alive as a human on Earth. It's also can be, although it doesn't have to be, a super duper stressful and chaotic and oh my God, I can't even time. And this sort of turning of the calendar, which it's not just about the turning of the calendar though, of course, right? It's about what's going on cosmically and as a human collective during this period of time is like this massive period of change, particularly now and then moving into the new year. And what's going to be available to us, again, societally, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, esoterically, cosmically, is just this massive amount of capability and possibility to even more create our dreams. And it just feels so wonderful to be a part of that, because at the core of what we're about here at the People Stack is being a stand, being a guide, a stand, a source of light for those of you who also want to co-create your dreams. And it's so fabulous to be like one little nugget, like one little micron dot in the billions of microns that are a part of this collective shift toward, yeah, you can create your dreams. Let's do it. That's my language for it. Listen to others, they're going to have other language for it, but the theme is the same. There's a massive possibility available to you, especially coming into around the turn of the calendar to 2024. So get ready for it. Get ready for it. And so more to come on that. Sticking a pin in that, we're going to talk more. And in order to be ready for that, you got to be ready for that. You got to get ready to get ready for it, or else it's just going to happen and you're going to be like, holy cow, what the F is happening? I'm not ready. And you're gonna lose possibilities, and you're gonna get stressed, and you're gonna experience that stress on multiple levels, physically, emotionally, psychologically, in your relationships, so on and so forth. And I'm not saying this to scare you, because it's actually not meant to be a scary evolution, birth, rebirth. Is not meant to be scary, it's meant to be what's so. It's life. Earth is rebirthing another version, the next version, I should say, of what's happening. And as another version of Earth, and because we're humans that live on this Earth, we get to experience that. And a lot of people mistake the contractions of birth to be wrong, to be incorrect, but that's actually not it. In order to birth, we need to experience the contractions. Do you want to complain about them? Do you want to call them wrong? Do you want to worry about them? Or do you want to breathe into them and create the space where you can use it as a source of healing and also as a source of strength as well? So that's where the hibernation comes in. Let's hibernate, let's rejuvenate, let's restore, let's practice self-care to a level that we've never practiced before. That is my invitation to you. I am inviting you to take care of yourself, your entire self, in a way, at a level that you've never done before. Doesn't necessarily mean more overwhelm. It simply means an even more impactful way, which could mean an even more efficient way. It's kind of like, oh yeah, that's the spot, right? And you're like massaging that spot right in your shoulder. That's the part that needs some releasing. I'm going to do that more. If I want to stretch and massage the rest of my body too, I can. But what I'm going to do even more of is that massaging, that releasing, that rejuvenating, recuperating, hibernating the parts of me that need hibernation and support and healing. We all need healing.
Thanks for giving me this quick moment for our sponsor, Coverage Cat. We're very intentional about who we allow to sponsor the People Stack podcast. And when I connected with the folks at Coverage Cat, I quickly learned that they are an excellent fit as a sponsor. If you live in Washington, California, Texas, New York, or Florida, Coverage Cat is a free concierge service that will help you find the best price and coverage for your umbrella, car, home, and renter's insurance. And yes, loyal tech leader audience, we know that most of you need insurance, whether it's umbrella or other insurance to protect your wealth. We know how annoying dealing with insurance companies can be. So we love how Coverage Cat is making this process super easy. Fill out one form and they compare across dozens of carriers to find you the best coverage and price while you skip the spam and sales calls. Get your free optimized insurance quote today at coveragecat.com.
We all need healing. It's a constant process. So that's my invitation to you. How can you expand your self-care routine in a way that feels good and that has even more positive effects? How do I upgrade my self-care routine? Let me give you the context and the strategy here, you know, a few definitions, and then let me give you a few examples. And again, my invitation, challenge to you, if that feels good, is what am I going to do? What are the 1, 2, or 3 micro habits that I am going to start today that are going to set me up for a powerful self-care routine so that when January comes, that those habits are already in the process of being cultivated, the habits are already in the process of being programmed. And I'm ready for it, man. I am so ready for it. So what I mean by self-care is caring for yourself at all levels. Mind, body, spirit. All of them. Take care of your mind. Take care of your body. Take care of your spirit. So make sure that your self-care routine includes all of them. Now, if you're not really doing anything around self-care yet, don't add like 10 things. It's not going to be, to start with, it's not going to be sustainable. Pick one thing, condition it, and then add another one, and then condition it, and then add another one, and then condition it. And then 3 to 4 to 5 weeks from now, you will have 4, 5, 6 micro habits. I guess the math doesn't work out there. But anyway, you will have a bunch of micro habits that you will have conditioned, as opposed to trying to condition 5 or 10 micro habits to begin with is usually too much. And that's why people usually fail at this, because they try to do too much. But the goal that you're moving toward is to have several micro habits that you engage in throughout the course of your day that are taking care of your mind, your body, and your spirit. That's what we want. Another way of thinking about this is that I take care of my mind and my body and my spirit every single day. I do that by having both daily practices, daily rituals, that support all three, perhaps a morning ritual and or an evening ritual. And I have a menu of options that I regularly pick from throughout the day that take anywhere from 10 seconds to 5 minutes that are directly related to supporting my mind, my body, and my spirit. So let's start getting more specific now. I'm just going to talk about what I do. And again, always, always, always take what's useful from this, leave the rest without judgment, and then make it your own. The goal here is for you to take action. It's not for you to do exactly what I'm doing. I'm giving you this as an example so that you can build an even better mental model of like, okay, well, what do you mean? I think I know what you mean by daily rituals and a menu of options around mind, body, and spirit. But can you give me some? I want some ideas. And also, like, I get it, but can you give me some examples? Ooh. Right? I want to build that menu. Let's grease the wheel a little bit for me. So happy to do it. So let's start with mind. Mind really means brain and nervous system, which is technically a part of your body, but it's also technically a part of your consciousness as well. So I'm including supporting your consciousness and your subconscious in the mind piece of it as well. gosh, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on about the number of different practices that you can engage in to support what is popularly called your mental health and your mental well-being. If you want a resource and you really want to dive down a fun, highly scientific, yet still highly practical rabbit hole, listen to the interview series between Andrew Huberman. So this was on the Andrew Huberman, the Huberman Lab podcast with Dr. Paul Conti. It's several hours, so grab a warm beverage and a blanket. Expect to take several days to listen to it. But oh my gosh, yes, like I'm trained as a psychologist, although not that kind of psychologist. My degree is in my PhD is in IO psychology. But I still, you know, I do have a higher than average level of knowledge and understanding about human psychology, given my background. But even then, like, I learned so much from Dr. Conti, so much practically. So there's a resource for you. What's one thing that you can do, that you can add to your daily ritual? Or if you don't have one, what's the first thing that can start, that you can add, that starts this daily ritual? What's one thing that will help you fully and completely take care? Actually, I want to scratch that a little bit. It's not that it's going to fully, not one thing can't actually fully and completely take care of your, you know, your mental health. But like, what is one thing that you can do that's kind of 80-20-ing it? Like, that it's really a relatively low effort thing to do. It's the 20% effort that gets the 80% rewards. What do you think it is? What is one thing that you can do 10 minutes a day, every day, that will significantly bolster your mental well-being? Yes, it's meditation. That's what I'm going to leave you with there. And if you're resistant to it, all the more reason to try it. So meditation can be part of your daily practice. You know, you do it every morning, for example, or you do it every evening. It could also be on the menu of options of what can I do in the middle of the day when I'm feeling a little bit mentally frazzled, mentally stressed, mentally blah, I can meditate for 5 minutes. I can meditate for 2 minutes. It really does help. And I can preach all day about the benefits of meditation. And I know that for some of you, I'd be preaching to the choir, which is awesome. And that's great. You know, I'm going to make you sing. And the best evidence is your own. In other words, the best evidence is your own experience of feeling it work. So that's suggestion number one, is meditate every day. Every day is actually the more important piece of it. How long? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. Whatever you want and whatever you have time for. What's more important is the everyday piece. Every day. Yes, Saturdays and Sundays. Yes, Christmas Day. Yes, Christmas Eve. Yes, New Year's Eve. Yes, New Year's Day. Every single day. You got 10 minutes for your mental health. It's that important. Then there's body. And I can go, again, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about all the things that you need to do to take care of your body. Rephrasing it, all the things that we get to do to take care of our body. We got one body. Take care of it. So here, I'm actually going to ask a question that I encourage you to ask yourself. And you're going to use your answer to decide where to go here. What is the one area where I can take care of my body even more, that feels relatively easy for me to do right now, that maybe even I've been wanting to do it for a while, and that stands a very good chance of having very good results. It's the one thing approach. One area. What is the one area of taking care of my body that is relatively easy, I kind of already want to do it anyway, and stand a chance of having a high degree of pretty good results, or even excellent results? Define the area for yourself. What might that area be? If you want some choices, if you don't want this to just be a fill-in-the-blank response, and you'd rather it be a bullet point response, my nutrition, my exercise, or something else. And that something else might be, you know, something like getting more exposure to sunlight, or trying out cold therapy, trying out heat therapy. Maybe you have chronic problems with sleep, right? So sleep could be, I want to do something to sleep better. That's a huge one, by the way. Or maybe you have chronic pain, and there's something that you can do to take care of that you've been meaning to do. Pick the one thing. Pick the one thing and have it be as specific as possible so that you can start building that habit and moving toward it. To give you a few examples. So, like for me, where I'm at right now is it's mostly around, I'm gonna be really honest, like, I want my focus to be on nutrition, but actually my focus is more on some sort of chronic aches and pains that are flaring up. So for me, I'm like, I'm not making myself wrong for not focusing on nutrition, because what I actually am focusing on are some of the chronic aches and pains and taking care of that. So what I'm doing specifically is making sure that I stretch every day. And I have a protocol that I follow that's based on experts, that's based on things that my physical therapist have told me. And it's really just a matter of like doing it. The nutrition thing, like if it is nutrition for you, like it might be, how can I get more vegetables in my diet? How can I get more leafy greens in my diet? How can I get more fruit? Get more antioxidants in my diet? How can I get more protein? Like, what's one thing that I can do? And then you kind of go from there. Okay, I'm going to have a salad with lunch. And I'm going to make sure that there's some high quality, super duper protein in that. Whether it's hopefully it's either plant-based or some kind of, if it's meat, that it's some kind of meat that's sourced in a way that feels really good to you. You know, for the longest time, I developed the habit in which I have of eating berries every day. And that was actually a really easy, fun thing because I love berries. I love strawberries and raspberries in particular. So I basically developed the habit and all the sort of the side habits that come along with it of eating berries every day. It basically means making sure that we always get berries when we go to the grocery store. And then it's sort of like, okay, where's the best place to source berries? Do I want to get organic or not? How do I wash them? How do I make sure that the berries stay good and don't get moldy in the refrigerator? When do I have the berries? And it's usually after dinner for me because it feels like a nice snack. And we have dinner relatively early. It's not so close to dinner time that that it's going to, or to sleep time, that it's going to affect, you know, there's sugar in berries, but it's natural sugars. But, you know, having anything even with natural sugars closer to bed may affect your sleep, just by the way. But so it's specific things like that. It's like, okay, I'm going to decide what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to create the habits around that in order to do it. Okay, I'm going to eat more leafy greens. Okay, what kind of leafy greens? Well, you know, the grocery store has that big old pre-washed package of leafy greens. I'm just going to make sure that I get that every day. Or sorry, every time I go grocery shopping. And then make sure you have a plan for when you're going to eat it, because otherwise it's just going to stay in the fridge and then you're going to end up throwing it away because it is going to get moldy, right? So it's like, okay, I'm going to have a salad for lunch, or at least part of a salad is going to be part of my lunch or my whole lunch every day. Okay, cool. So every day I take out the greens and I add some other stuff to it. Maybe I cook up some shrimp. Maybe I cook up some chicken, or maybe I have a smoothie alongside of it too with some really good whey protein or a plant-based protein. Cool. That's a great lunch, you know, especially if you add some nuts and seeds and stuff to it as well. And some berries. So yeah, pick the one thing, like what's the one area in your taking care of your body, and then go from there. And if it's sleep, if you're not regularly getting, let's call it 7 to 8 hours of sleep, 5 to 6 nights a week, start with sleep. Start with sleep. And then their spirit. Take care of your spirit. This is also, by the way, why I love meditation, because it's got a 1-2 punch there. Takes care of the mind, takes care of the spirit as well. You simply have to set the intention for it to be so. Because if you set the intention before a meditation to say, I'm going to use this meditation to quiet my mind and lower my stress levels, then that's what it's going to do. And if you set the intention before a meditation session to quiet my mind, lower my stress levels, and connect with the divine within so that I can feel even more connected to infinite intelligence, that's what it's going to be. You simply have to be open to the idea that meditation is a portal to the divine. Play with that. Another tactic that I will share that is also useful for taking care of your spirit is, let's see, which one do I want to share? I have like a few of them floating around my mind right now, and I don't want to inundate you with too much information. It's a visualization. What it really is feeling the power of the divine, feeling the power of God, feeling the power of infinite intelligence, feeling the power of life force, feeling the power of nature. Use whatever words work for you. And visualize that. And you also include all of the senses. You see it, hear it, smell it, touch it, taste it. You imagine it. You imagine yourself surrounded and enveloped and connected to divine energy. Life force, infinite intelligence, God. Do that for 10 minutes every day and watch how more powerful you feel. Watch how more grounded you feel. Watch how less stressed you feel. Watch how you feel more in control of your life and less reactive to what's going on around you. So, those are my more practical and tactical pieces of advice. Meditate, visualize, and pick one area to take care of your physical body as well. Do not deny the physical body. So, like for some of you, you're gonna lean toward the physical body stuff and you're gonna call the other stuff woo-woo. Lean in to what you are resisting. And for some of you, you've jumped on the woo-woo choo-choo years ago and you're like, great, that's awesome. I'm going to meditate and I'm going to visualize. I'm wanting to update all of these practices. Thank you, Jen, for this. And, and you're going to ignore your body. You're going to ignore the physical. Do so at your peril. ignore your body at your peril. Those are different messages for different ones of you who need to hear that. All right, I got a little bit more practical and tactical than I normally do, so consider that my Christmas holiday solstice gift to you. As I said, we will be taking a break for a couple of weeks. And by the way, though, we do still have some openings for new client calls this week, the week of December 10th. So if you've been thinking about working with us and you want to find out if it's a fit to work together, please go ahead and use that same link that we always share to book that career clarity call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Happy December. Happy New Year. Take care of yourself. That's the only way that you're going to be able to take care of others. It's the only way that you're going to be able to create the impact that you truly want to. And strap in, buckle up, make sure all of the safety stuff is in place because we're about to go into hyperspace. Are you ready for it or not? See you in the new year. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero, and it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.